This is Piedmont Arts. I'm Phil Vavra, and now that Thanksgiving has come and gone, it's full speed ahead to the December holidays. Dan Dreher is here, and we are going to share a preview of some of the highlights of the holiday season. Happy holidays, Dan.
Happy holidays back to you, Phil. Now we can officially say it, now that we've had Thanksgiving under our belt, and our belts are loosened because of Thanksgiving.
I'm in elastic pants over here.
Why don't we get started with the 2025 Charlotte Lessons and Carols. This is WDAV's annual live broadcast of the Lessons and Carols. It returns to St. John's Baptist Church in Charlotte Tuesday, December 2nd. That's at 7 o'clock in the evening. This is a wonderful celebration. Those of you who have gone know it and love it. The Charlotte Master Chorale Chamber Singers will be under the direction of Philip Biedenbender. Admission parking, they're free. And if you can't be there in person, we hope that you'll be able to tune in here at 89.9 WDAV.org or on our WDAV app. Again, December 2nd.
You can also celebrate the season with the Davidson College Music Department's Holiday Gala at the Duke Family Performance Hall. That's on campus Wednesday, December 3rd. Davidson College Choirs, Orchestra, Appalachian Ensemble, and Jazz Ensemble team up with Dance Davidson to bring you this evening of festive holiday favorites and a lot more. The performances are at 5:30 and 8 p.m., so you know if you have young kids, you want to go to that earlier one, go with the 5:30. But that's going to be on December 3rd.
Okay, December 4th through 6th now, put this on your radar. The Gay Men's Chorus of Charlotte's signature holiday celebration called Joy will be at the Galilee Center. That's on Central Avenue in Charlotte, December 4th through 6th. The program includes Morten Larson's Magnum Mysterium, which is a terrific piece if you don't know that, and Dan Forrest's arrangement of Angels We Have Heard on High. Gay Men's Chorus of Charlotte, December 4th through 6th.
And the East Lincoln Community Chorus is presenting Glow, and that's a Christmas concert directed by Dustin Stamey at Unity Presbyterian Church in Denver. They have performances December 4th and 5th at 7 p.m., and then on December 6th at 4 p.m. Admission is free for that one, but donations are gratefully accepted.
December 4th through 6th on that one. Okay, so the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra has a chock-a-block schedule of great concerts to see. By the way, if as you're hearing us now, remember that you can go to the WDAV app or WDAV.org for a full listing of everything that we're talking about here. Okay, the CSO, a couple of Handel Messiahs, Holiday Pops, Carolina Christmas, and a family concert of the Holiday Pops, both several of those, Hanukkah Concert, Festival of Lights. That's December 18.
First time they've ever done that, by the way.
Oh, yeah? Great.
And it involves a couple of local cantors as well. They're bringing them in to perform with the CSO.
Oh, that's terrific. That'll be a great concert. December 18, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Knight Theater. And then we have two Cirque de Noels also at the Knight Theater. Again, the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra. And don't forget, you can find out, and we're talking about a lot, but you can find the full schedule at our website, WDAV.org.
The CSO is not the only game in town. The State Line Community Orchestra is presenting a Festival of Frost and Flame. This is going to be at Pineville United Methodist Church Sunday, December 7th, with David Gordon conducting. He's appeared on Piedmont Arts in the past. The Winston-Salem Symphony and Chorus is doing their own version of Handel's Messiah, December 13th at Waite Chapel in Winston-Salem. The Salisbury Symphony with Home for the Holidays, that's December 19th at Swanee Theater in Kannapolis, and the 20th at Keppel Auditorium in Salisbury. And the Rock Hill Symphony has The Magic of Christmas, December 21st at Sullivan Middle School Auditorium. That's with CSO resident conductor Christopher James Lees. He also works with the Rock Hill Symphony. And that'll be sacred carols, secular Christmas songs, holiday favorites, a big sing-along, and an appearance from the North Pole's favorite elf as well.
All right, let's switch over to theater now. Theater Charlotte is doing A Christmas Carol, December 5 through 14. The Little Theater of Winston-Salem is also doing Christmas Carol, December 11 through 21. Let's move down to the Matthews Playhouse. They're doing Scrooge the Musical, which is going to be tons of fun.
The Charles Dickens estate is just cleaning up this month.
I know, they're getting lots of royalties out of this at this holiday season. Okay, the Matthews Playhouse, Scrooge the Musical, December 12 through 21. The Little Theater of Gastonia, best Christmas pageant ever. That is hysterical book. It's a hysterical show, and don't miss it, December 5 through 14.
Here's an annual tradition that I don't know if you're legally allowed to miss. The Nutcracker is back at Belk Theater, December 5th through the 21st. Charlotte Ballet's incredible production. Each year they bring something special to it. Definitely worth seeing. And then there's a different take on the Nutcracker. It's called Clara's Trip, a Cirque and Dance Nutcracker story. This is created by North Carolina choreographer Caroline Kalush. It's December 12th through 14th at Booth Playhouse at Blumenthal Arts Center in Uptown Charlotte.
And Opera Carolina, the Queen of the Night's Masquerade Ball, is at the Ballantine Hotel on December 31st. So New Year's Eve, you could be at the Ballantine, and Opera Carolina will be serenading you with great music. Now, formal attire is required. The mask is optional. No holiday can exist without lights, and now we move on to where you can see the lights. Those of you who've lived in the area for a long time know about the town of McAdenville putting on a grand light show every year, every December, in fact, for the past 70 years. The town of McAdenville in Gaston County has been lighting up the scene with Christmastown USA. Check that out through the entire month of December.
One of the town of Davidson's signature events, Christmas in Davidson, is back December 4th through the 6th. It's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. nightly, and Santa will be there. They have the annual tree lighting on the town green. And don't miss the 43rd annual North Mecklenburg Holiday Parade. That's Saturday the 6th, starting at 1 p.m. along Main Street from Davidson to the intersection of North Main Street and Catawba Avenue in Cornelius.
I love this idea of having a chance to tour cool places during the holiday. Here's what I'm talking about for Old Salem, the joy of Christmas evening tours. You can step back in time and experience the traditions of a classic Christmas at Old Salem Museums and Gardens. That's Fridays and Saturdays, November 28th through December 20th. And then home for the holidays. This is an opportunity in downtown Hendersonville, tree lighting, carriage rides, peppermint bear scavenger hunt. I'm not sure what that is, but it can only be topped by the holiday llamas. I mean, how do you top that? Okay, so that's in Hendersonville. We love that, December 28th through December 31st.
Reindeer are on notice. Christmasville returns to historic downtown Rock Hill, South Carolina, and they have the Dickensian Carolers, old-fashioned vendors, arts and crafts show. So there's a chance to do some holiday shopping December 4th through the 7th. Over in Spencer at the North Carolina Transportation Museum, the Polar Express train ride is back. This is always a big crowd favorite. The kids are encouraged to come in their pajamas, and they have a reading of the beloved Polar Express story, hot chocolate and cookies and all sorts of fun on the train as it's chugging along, and that runs through December 23rd.
You have to get out of your cars for a lot of what we've been talking about. Here's one where you get to stay in your car. The Speedway Christmas, the Southeast's largest drive-through holiday lights display, returns to Charlotte Motor Speedway November 21st through January 4th. So if you don't catch it right around the Christmas Hanukkah time period, you've got an opportunity right at New Year's. 5 million lights on a four-mile course. You know, you're driving up on the high banky thing. I'm not a NASCAR aficionado, but the high banky thing that makes my little Toyota look like it's about to teeter is so much fun. The kids will love it, and you'll have a great time. So that's Speedway Christmas.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. has never used the phrase high banky thing, I promise you that.
He should have. Everybody would have known what he was talking about.
The Victorian-era homes of Charlotte's historic Fourth Ward get all dressed up this time of year, and that's when they host the 2025 Fourth Ward Holiday Sip and Stroll, December 4th through the 6th. It's a self-guided tour with delicious food, cocktail tastings, live music. Got to be careful, though, because if there's too much sipping, the stroll could turn into a stumble. So just pace yourself at that event, December 4th through the 6th.
And you can have your lights and your gardens at the same time. Check out what's going on at the Daniel Stowe Conservancy in Belmont. Millions of lights around the garden, the fountains. It's a wonderful wonderland of just having a great stroll. As you wander, you can warm yourself by one of the outdoor fires, hot drinks, tasty snacks. The kids will really enjoy the train rides that they're providing. Of course, Santa Claus will be there too through December 27.
Now, if you're a game for putting on some ice skates, there are lots of opportunities for outdoor ice skating this holiday season, including at the 6th annual Light the Knights Festival. It's hosted by the Charlotte Knights at Truist Field Uptown. This is through January 4th. They have an NHL-sized outdoor rink in the outfield. There's also outdoor skating with Winter at Whitewater. This is at the Whitewater Center, obviously. They've got a winter market, an illuminated winter trail, and you can skate around basically where you do the rafting in the summertime. That's through mid-February. And the Founders Holiday Ice Rink, also open-air ice skating across from Fountain Park in downtown Rock Hill. That runs through January 19th.
So basically, Phil, I don't have to fill my backyard with a bunch of water and to do this myself this year.
Your neighbors will thank you not to.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the menorah lighting at Birkdale Village. That is December 14th. It's going to be a great opportunity to celebrate Hanukkah. Guests are invited to the parkway in Birkdale Village. You can celebrate with the traditional menorah lighting ceremony, children's crafts, donuts, latkes, and gelt. Friends of Chabad of Lake Norman, they'll be assisting Birkdale Village in lighting their menorah. It's a great opportunity to go. Again, that is on December 14th at 5:30 in the evening.
And in that same area of the county, the annual Lake Norman Lighted Christmas Boat Parade is happening December 20th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. Decorated boats cruising along from Blythe Landing to Ramsey Creek Park, and they also take donations for Toys for Little Smiles, so it's for a great cause, too.
Tanglewood Park Festival of Lights. There are more than a million lights. Everybody's got a million lights for their thing. They have to because they're just brightening it up. It's wonderful. Million lights at the Tanglewood Park Festival of Lights through January 1st in Clemens. I love how they're offering not just shopping and tasty treats, but they're calling it S'moresville in Clemens. So that's Tanglewood's Festival of Lights through January 1.
And headed in the opposite direction, down in Columbia at the wonderful Riverbank Zoo. This is worth the drive. It's called Wild Lights. They have visits with Santa, more than 60 larger-than-life handcrafted wildlife lanterns illuminating the zoo, and nightly snowfall, Dan. That runs through January 11th.
Nightly. I don't know how they're going to guarantee it, but that's okay. We'll take it. And we'll take this, too, at Carowinds, their Winterfest featuring just millions of shimmering lights, carolers, live entertainment, of course, the rides, and that will be a great opportunity for you to enjoy as adults and take the kids as well through January 3rd.
Believe it or not, after all that, I think we've only scratched the surface of holiday events and activities. So if you want to look for more or get details on anything we talked about, visit WDAV.org. You can check the events calendar or look at the latest fanfare installment. Thanks so much for listening and happy holidays. But of course, every episode of Piedmont Arts does include a fanfare update, so why don't we add a little bit more to your calendar? Grammy Award-winning Americana, bluegrass, classical, and jazz artists Mark and Maggie O'Connor bring their annual holiday tour, An Appalachian Christmas, to the Carolina Theater in Charlotte for the first time on Friday, December 5th at 8 p.m. The concert will feature reimagined holiday classics from their new album, A Christmas Duet, and each ticket purchased includes a CD copy of the album. The Urban District Market and Soul Food Meat Company host their Asian Night Market on the first Friday of every month. The next one is on Friday, December 5th from 5 to 11 p.m. at Urban District Market in Charlotte. The family-friendly monthly celebration includes authentic cuisine, outdoor dining, local vendors, and karaoke. This month's event will also feature the Holiday Lights Market. The Preservation Hall Legacy All-Stars are bringing the Crescent City's holiday spirit to the Queen City with two shows at Booth Playhouse on December 5th and 6th. The sound of soulful carols, joyful swing, and traditional New Orleans jazz will make it hard for you to stay in your seat during this festive celebration for the whole family. Join 7th Street Concerts as they open their third season on Saturday, December 6th, 6 p.m. at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in Uptown Charlotte with Luz de Navidad, featuring singers and an ensemble of early instruments performing festive, sacred, and secular music from Latin and South America and Spain spanning five centuries. This reimagining of Mary and Joseph's search for refuge as a timeless reflection of today's migrants also serves as a benefit concert for our immigrant friends. Donations will be accepted to assist the local Latino community. Now, do you remember Franklin from the Peanuts cartoons? Well, he has his own holiday concert coming to the Carolina Theater in Charlotte on Saturday, December 6th at 8 p.m. Franklin presents My Christmas, a night of soulful music inspired by Vince Guaraldi's jazz soundtrack for A Charlie Brown Christmas. Join Atlanta's Renaissance Orchestra, the Charlotte Youth Symphony Orchestra, the Opera Carolina Youth Choir, Black Notes Project, and the Soul Kitchen as they reimagine Guaraldi's classic songs. And a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Charlotte Symphony Youth Orchestra and the Opera Carolina Youth Choir. The Arts Factory in Charlotte is presenting the off-Broadway biographical musical drama Backstage with Louis Armstrong on Saturday, December 6th at 7 p.m. This one-man show stars Danny W. Mullen Sr. as the iconic jazz trumpeter, singer, and bandleader in an exploration of his life and work. Now, I'm a sucker for classic movies on the big screen, and the Carolina Theater in Charlotte is showing one of my all-time favorites, Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life from 1946. That'll be on Sunday, December 7th at 6 p.m. Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed star in the heartwarming holiday story of George Bailey in his hometown of Bedford Falls. Davidson College Music Department's annual Christmas Vespers service of lessons and carols returns to Davidson College Presbyterian Church on Sunday, December 7th at 7 p.m. The traditional candlelight worship service features the chorale and the Davidson Chamber Singers, as well as scripture readings by campus leaders reflecting on the hope and promise of Christ's birth during the Christmas season. Special guests include the Stumptown Brass and the Tower Ringers Handbell Choir. WDAV's Real Music film series is back with the ultimate intersection of classical music and animation, Walt Disney's 1940 masterpiece, Fantasia. We hope you can join us at Independent Picture House in Charlotte on Wednesday, December 10th at 7 p.m. to take in these stunning visual sequences set to works by Bach, Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, and of course Paul Dukas, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Tickets are $12. And you can make it a kitschy Christmas with the Aluminum Tree and Ornament Exhibit. More than two dozen vintage aluminum trees and shiny bright ornaments are on display at the Transylvania Heritage Museum in Brevard, North Carolina, through January 17th. And there's still plenty more on my complete fanfare column at WDAV.org, including details about some of the things that Dan and I talked about. So go find something that strikes your fancy and have some fun this week. I'll talk to you next time. Fanfare is made possible in part by Bragg Financial. Well, we hope we've given you at least one or two things to put on your calendar, keep you and your family entertained this holiday season. Remember, you can hear all of our episodes and subscribe to Piedmont Arts at wdav.org/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart Podcasts. For Piedmont Arts and Dan Dreyer, I'm Phil Vavra. Thanks for listening.